Good evening. This is Subhrashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council later this month. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Bijan Panda, Congress's Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule, and Shiv Sena's Srikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting its significance, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the 7 all-party delegations will carry India's shared message of zero tolerance to terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity over politics beyond differences. Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rani, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. Hisar Deputy SP Kamaljit said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending intelligence information through social media. He said that Jyoti has traveled to Pakistan 4 times, due to which India's security agencies were keeping an eye on her. Haryana police also arrested a youth, Devinder Singh, aged 25, from Masdgar village in Kaithal, on charges of spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI. A Tiranga Yatra was held at Daimuk today, organized by citizens to express solidarity with the Indian Armed Forces and commend Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. The Yatra, which commenced at the Welcome Gate and concluded at CHC Daimuk, drew a large crowd of local residents, including Gaumburas and Gaumburis. Ex-MLA Tana Halitara addressed the gathering, praising the Indian Army's actions against terrorism, particularly in response to the Pahalgam terror attack. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for 2 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours at isolated places in Upper Siang and West Siang districts. IMD also issued orange alert with heavy to very heavy rain in Lua Dibang Valley, East Siang, Papumpare and West Kameng districts. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, APLS, has decided to confer the Luminous Lumiadai Literary Award 2025 to Ramchandra Sutia and Dr. Ashok Kumar Pandey. The Luminous Lumiadai Literary Award 2025 will be conferred on Sutia and Dr. Pandey on 1st June at Lumiadai Bhavan, Tejpur, Assam, on the occasion of 85th birth anniversary of Lumiadai, the doyen of Arunachal literature. Instituted by the APLS in 2016, so far 11 writers have been honored with this prestigious literary award. In a major bureaucratic reshuffle, Itanagar Capital Region Deputy Commissioner Talo Potom and Superintendent of Police Rohit Rajbir Singh and the Anti-Corruption Bureau's Special Investigation Cell SP Anant Mittal have been transferred to New Delhi. India will face Bangladesh in the final of the ongoing SAF Under-19 Championship at Golden Jubilee Stadium, UPIA, on Sunday evening. India entered the final after beating Maldives 3-0 in the second semi-final on Friday. Danny Maitey opened the scoring for India in the 14th minute, before local boy Umang Dodum doubled the lead in the 21st minute. The last goal was scored by Prashant Jojo in the 65th minute. On the other hand, defending champion Bangladesh secured their spot in the final, beating Nepal 2-1 in the first semi-final earlier on the day. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League Men's Javelin Throw event on Friday. Despite a record-breaking 90.23-meter throw, Neeraj had to settle behind Germany's Julian Weber, who startled everyone with a final throw of 91.06 meters. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.